August 1st, listen to our five-part series. Attorney Robert Kirsch shares facts from inside the prison walls of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Heard only here, exclusively.
You can talk about Guantanamo Bay almost anywhere in the world now, and people picture men in orange jumpsuits. That's what we see. Guantanamo, for better or for worse, has become a somewhat of a stain on the record, the human rights record of the United States. And it's part of what we have to deal with at this point. And it's been used as a recruiting tool by different elements, whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS. And our clients were among the people who had come to that part of the world because there were lots of kids who had no fathers anymore, lots of families who'd been destroyed. They were there doing service work. A couple of them worked for the Red Cross. One of them trained people in self-defense and did computer repair work. One of them was a teacher. They did a variety of things, but they had been in Bosnia at the time. They were in Bosnia on September 11th. They were in Bosnia in October when the United States said it wanted to seize them.
Followed by a happy ending about Cuba's tropical historic paradise. Don't miss our five-part exclusive Cuban story, all five Sundays in August, starting August 1st. Coming to a smartphone near you. Hey, due to this great interruption, people are rethinking their lives, and some are seeking a better one. Is that you? This is the best time in history to work remotely or retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here. We know the protocol. We can narrow it down for you and point you in the right direction. Get the lowdown. Our email address is printed in the episode notes, francogringo13@gmail.com. Are you tired of paying those high cable and TV bills? Get a shitload of channels, your hometown news and sports. Watch live from anywhere in the world. Go to don'tpayfortv.com. Here we are again from Studio B and from the seat of my pants in beautiful downtown Cabaretti. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. I'm Franco. You can find the cost of living, the weather, hotel rates, airline information, anywhere. But listen here and broaden your expectations. Get the real feel, the human factor. What's in people's hearts, souls, how it smells, how it vibes, their state of mind. Not just the lifestyle, the people who make up the lifestyle. You won't know no till you go. Tropical Paradise waits for you. What are you waiting for?
Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
On today's show, guest host Pedro will be having a conversation with Aaron Davidson. Aaron is a Berkeley-educated musician, a hell of a guitar player, and his business is in licensing music. We'll print his web address in the episode notes. He's also a traveler and he loves the tropics. He has a podcast that he's had since 2014. It's called Music, Money, and Life. You can find that anywhere you get your podcast. Their conversation will be followed by one of their original songs. So let's listen.
All right. Happy, very hot afternoon all the way from Cabaret Studios. We're back with Tropical Paradise Waits. Today, I am Peter, your host, as Frank is out on location. And we are very, very thrilled today to have a very special guest, a good friend of mine, a bandmate of mine, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, who's been living here in the Caribbean for quite a few years, and he's a world traveler. His name is Mr. Aaron Davison. Aaron, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Peter. I'm happy to be here. I'm honored to be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, this is great. Sitting here on it's got to be 90-something degrees, but we've got a couple of cold beers, and I'm sure our listeners are eager to get to know you, so let's get started. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you wound up here?
So my name is Aaron Davison. As Peter said, I am from Chicago, Illinois, and I have been off and on in the Dominican Republic since 2012 was when I originally came here. And the reason I came to the Dominican Republic, so prior to having come here, I was more or less living in Nicaragua. I'd spent 2 years there, and then I spent a year in Costa Rica.
Nice.
So about 3 years traveling and learning Spanish. And in 2011, in December of 2011, I went back home for the holidays, and I was kind of thinking about where I wanted to go next. I knew that I didn't want to go back to Costa Rica at that point. And I did some research and discovered the Dominican Republic and realized that Spanish is the native language. I wanted to keep learning and speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I wanted to discover a new place, and I came here and really fell in love with the island and had a lot of great experiences, and the rest is history.
Nice.
Here I am in 2021, still spending a lot of time.
That's
here.
Amazing. You want to quickly tell us what it was like in Nicaragua and Costa Rica, the goods and the bads, what you liked, what you didn't like, briefly?
Yeah, so I had never left the U.S. until 2008 was my first trip, other than like going to the Bahamas a couple times and the Cayman Islands. I had never really spent much time outside of the U.S., and so it was my first big trip abroad. And I did some research online, and I found a hostel in Alajuela, Costa Rica. It was kind of inland in the middle, a small little town in Costa Rica, completely random, arbitrary place to go.
And you just went all by yourself?
I went by myself. I had saved up money for like 6 months, and I had just started an internet business that was bringing in enough money. I think I was making like $100 a day or something at that point.
Enough to be a digital nomad.
Yeah, enough to travel around. And so I did that for a few months.
Could you speak Spanish?
I spoke no Spanish.
Nice.
None at all. So when I went to this hostel in Costa Rica in Alajuela, again, it was in the middle of nowhere, and there were probably 8 or 9 other travelers. And so I just had a lot of fun right off the bat meeting other travelers and starting like very gradually to learn Spanish. And I spent, I think, a month in Alajuela, and then I met a couple other American guys, and we decided to take a bus. We're actually in one of the rooms in the hostel one night, and we were all kind of partying and drinking, and there was a map on the wall in this room we were in of Central America. And I looked up, and I'm like, I had never realized exactly where Nicaragua was. Nicaragua was, of course, the country directly north of Costa Rica. So I kind of said in the moment, we should all take a bus sometime
and
go check out Nicaragua. Why not? And the two other guys that I was friends with said, why don't we go tomorrow? And we literally made a plan that night to go to Nicaragua the next day. And we packed our bags, and the next morning we took off to Nicaragua. And then I ended up spending about 2 years there.
Wow.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but I really
I guess my question was more like, what are the differences? What did you, would you really like and dislike about the both places, or why one over the other? Because
so,
they seem very culturally similar.
Yeah.
Language, culture, price range, weather.
Yeah, so a lot of people at the time, again, this was like 2008, described Nicaragua to me as what Costa Rica had been 20 or 30 years earlier.
Okay, so
before
untapped.
Tourism became a huge thing and prices went up and everything that goes along with rampant tourism. So for me at the time, everything was exciting because, again, it was like my first kind of experience traveling abroad. So everything was new. Everything was exciting. Learning Spanish was new and exciting, and just checking out new places. It was all kind of cool.
Sure.
So I really enjoyed
it. I remember that when I came here, I had no Spanish. Wild, wild west. It was like landing on a different planet. It was my first time living outside of the United States as well. And I remember that the excitement of the wonder of everything you would see and experience was like, wow, this is, this is not, you know, what I'm used to or familiar with at all. And that was very attractive to me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, no, I really enjoyed my time. And in the first few months in particular were just really cool traveling around and meeting different travelers. And I ended up spending quite a bit of time in a town called Granada, Nicaragua. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a colonial city in Nicaragua. So I ended up after 3 or so months and meeting these other guys, we actually all rented a place together. It was 2 American guys and a German girl, myself. We rented a house in Granada together with a pool inside the house.
Wow.
And, you know, we split it 4 ways and it was like $300 per person or something. So we had a great month all hanging out. And then those guys all left and went back to their respective locations and in countries and homes. And then I stayed there. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up meeting this girl who became my long-term girlfriend for like 5 years.
Wow.
And so ended up spending quite a bit of time there.
So now you said you were only there for 2 years?
So I was in Nicaragua for 2 full years.
But
so
that Nicaraguan girl for 5. So she followed you?
Well, we were off and on for several years. So 2 years in Nicaragua, and then we spent a year in Costa Rica. And then when I came over here, we still kept in touch, and I traveled a couple times to visit her. And eventually that just...
I think I remember you telling me back...
I think you actually met her, Peter. You and I have a distinct memory now of probably the first time I met you, or certainly one of the first times we were... I don't remember exactly where we were, but we were at a bar restaurant right outside of Cabarete.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where it was, but there was a pool there and we were all hanging out by the pool. And I was with Marjorie, my ex-girlfriend. And I remember talking to you that particular day and you said something like,
"Did I hit on her?"
No, I just remember you commented on how comfortable we looked together and relaxed. That was one of my...
Really?
I usually don't pay
that close attention to other people.
Again, it was a long time ago, but I do remember.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't remember that, but that's cool. Cool memory. So now that you've been here longer than either of those places, what is it that you like and dislike about the Dominican Republic?
The Dominican Republic.
What are some of your good adventures?
At this point, I've spent so much time in the DR that the novelty of being here has worn off, and it just feels very much like a home here to me in many ways. I mean, as you know, I've spent a lot of time in California.
Yeah, and I have the same. So I share the same feeling and experience.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable here, and I like, I mean, as you know, I've spent a lot of time here, and Cabarete is a place that I've left and come back to many times, and I've spent, you know, a year at a time here, a couple of years, and then I've gone for, you know, I've left for up to like a year and a half.
I remember you taking off, I think you were in Colombia for a while?
Yeah, so I was here basically all of 2012 and 2013. All of 2014 I was gone. I went to Mexico, mm-hmm. Panama. I ended up spending just a month in Colombia, but then came back here in July 2015 and have kind of been off and on.
And I think that's when you moved into the place where I live, and that's when we really kicked off our friendship. And then,
yeah, because I was thinking about it the other day, like you and I have known, like I've known you, like I said, pretty much the entire time. I think as far back as 2012, I had met you, but we didn't spend a lot of time together until the last few years we've started hanging out more and playing music.
Well, the band stuff was really, have to hang out every night practicing music.
Yeah. But the DR, I mean, look, we could talk all day about things I like and or dislike, but it's a great climate, great beaches, lower cost of living, proximity to the U.S. I mean, that was one of the reasons I picked DR to come to due to its proximity to Florida, which is where both of my parents live. So to get in and out of the DR is very easy from Florida.
I was going to ask you about that. How's your mother feel about you being in third world countries and far away for years at a time?
I've been doing this so long that I think she's pretty comfortable with it. I actually end up seeing her probably more on average than my brother who lives in the States. I mean,
because when you go
travel,
home, you really want to see her and you stay with her.
I go back pretty frequently. I mean, last year, not as much because of the pandemic, but I think 2019, I took 4 trips back to the States for several weeks at a time. So
nice.
I've been spending a lot of time.
And so right now too, you're also now, I mean, you're here in Cabarete now, but I understand that you've got some travel plans. You've got some music endeavors that you've got to take care of in LA and California for a while. And then you'll probably be back. But at this point, you really don't even know. You might go check out another place. You got the travel bug, right?
Well, I mean, at this point, as you know, I'm a little things are a little bit up in the air. I spent the last 8 months in Punta Cana, was living there with a friend. And so, yeah, like you said, I'm going out to LA. I have a kind of a business, things to take care of related to my internet business and music stuff.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We can talk about whatever you want.
So I think Aaron, who's the lead guitar player in our band, also makes a living with his own website, which I believe is called howtolicenseyourownmusic.com.
Yeah, so
there's a little plug for you.
howtolicenseyourmusic.com. Okay. No own. howtolicenseyourmusic.com and htlympremium.com. So what I do is I teach musicians. I've been doing this since 2008 when I originally started traveling, but I created a website back then that teaches musicians how to license music in television shows and films.
That's amazing.
And advertisements and video games. And so, yeah, if there's any musicians listening to this that want to learn how to monetize their music.
Yeah, so if you're out there writing songs and you're in a regular band, this guy can go to howtolicenseyourmusic.com and learn how to record properly, how to get up to the standard so that you can be, you know, used as a licensed music. Like, I know that you've been on Fox TV and ESPN Sports and soap operas, and yeah, you get exactly. you get the right gig and you're on your way, you know.
Yeah. If you want to learn about my music, my website with my personal music is my name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N Davison, D-A-V-I-S-O-N.net, AaronDavison.net. So people can go and check out my.
Very cool. Very cool.
What's that? Okay. Yeah. We'll put that in the in the episode notes.
Yeah. So you can check out the link or whatever, and then you can go there, and it's very worthwhile. So, do you ever have any plans of set? You think you'll ever be able to settle in one place, one girl, maybe have children? You have any aspiration of children?
I didn't know we were.
You don't really seem like the settling down type.
Are we doing therapy? No, I would love to. I would actually love to settle down. I mean, and right now, that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing, is really determining, picking one or possibly two bases where I spend, you know, most of my time.
And then maybe you fall in love and maybe you don't. Maybe come, maybe they don't. I guess that all depends.
I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't really predict relationship stuff. But sure, one day, Peter, if the right lady comes along, it steals my heart. I would like to settle.
Well, I think we all feel that way. And unfortunately for me, I think the perfect girl for me wouldn't want me.
Well, don't say that. Don't sell yourself.
Well, I just got out of a long time. I was married to I met a Dominican woman here, and I married her. As you know, she's a good friend of yours for many years. But we just recently separated, and so I'm going through that process. And right now, the last thing I want to do is get back into a serious relationship. However, it all goes out. It's all bullshit, which goes out the window the minute you meet her, right? And maybe that'll happen tomorrow, and maybe 10 years, maybe never.
Yeah, I don't think it's something you can necessarily predict. I think you have to. Yeah, as you know, I went through a breakup a few months ago as well. So I think when the time is right, you know, and the right person comes along, it's hard to predict these things. But in either event, yeah, I would like to. Cabaret is a place that I'll probably keep spending time, but I'm also looking into a couple different places in the U.S. I mean, it's been many years since I've spent a lot of time there, so I would like to have a base somewhere in the U.S. Like we said, I'm going to L.A. for a couple weeks. I'm going to look into L.A.
Although maybe it's too expensive. 6 months
Austin,
there.
Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. There's a number of places.
Follow the good weather. Spend winters here.
Yeah, maybe 6 months there, 6 months here, or 3 months off and on, alternating back and forth.
Well, I should let the listeners know that I'm a little biased, as is Alejandro and Franco, who's on location today, because we're all in the same band, and so we don't want to lose Aaron because he's one of the greatest guitar players we've ever heard and a kind of a fun guy to hang around with.
You know, you'll never entirely lose me, Peter. I'll always come back for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Anyway, so what gives you the most joy in life? The answer is probably music.
What gives me the most joy? I would say self-development, personal growth.
You're getting a little serious there. Maybe it was the question. Self-pleasure. Self-pleasure. Yeah,
no, I don't know. There's a lot of things that give me joy. Music has definitely been a long time, a big passion of mine for many years. I love music. I love hanging out with you guys. I love making music.
We're all the same.
I love traveling, meeting new people. I love beach towns and beaches. I love walking on the beach. I don't really do a lot of water sports, but I just love being around the ocean.
Yeah, well, one of the things we should mention is Cabaretti is the water sport capital of the Caribbean. So anyone who's considering coming here, which is basically what our mojo is here, Tropical Paradise Waits, is to allow all of you listeners to realize and get a sense of what it's like to live here as an expat, you know, from another country, and how doable it is, how inexpensive it is, how lovely the people are, how perfect the weather is. Although, man, it is hot today. It was 87 degrees this morning. But they do have cheap cold beer, and you can get that just about anywhere.
Really cold. Super ice cold. Always Dominicans are known
frozen
for
cold. Yeah. What was I going to say? So what would you tell the listeners would be some of the main reasons that they ought to relocate to a place in the Caribbean like Cabarete?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what people are looking for and what kind of lifestyle they're attracted to and drawn to. I mean, I can tell you the reasons why I've spent so much time here and in other places like Nicaragua and Costa Rica. And a lot of it has to do with cost of living, to be honest. When I first started my internet business, the first several years, like the first 3 or 4 years, I wasn't making that much money. I mean, I think the first year I made like $32,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So to go, I mean, it was a combination of the adventure and the joy of traveling and discovering absolutely. New cultures was exciting to me. But then also the cost of living was way, way
the
lower.
The inability to rent an apartment in downtown Chicago.
I mean, and like I could get by. I mean, before I was teaching guitar before I started the internet business, so I was making more money than that. But sure. Yeah, it's more expensive there. So when I discovered the travel and places like Nicaragua, where at the time beers were $1, sure. A rum and coke is $1, a meal is $3,
rent is $200, $300 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up spending maybe a little more because I picked pretty nice places, but a lot cheaper than what it would have been in Chicago. So that was a big draw to me. And then just the lifestyle of travel and learning new languages and discovering new cultures.
Yeah, I think the biggest things for me after cost of living, which is of course huge, and the weather, which is perfect every day, is I really enjoy Latin culture. The people are very warm and very friendly. And to be honest, you know, a guy that makes, I would be on the low end of the income scale in the United States, making mediocre to low income here for an American or a foreigner gives me, I'm almost like a wealthy person, and you know, to the local poor people, which makes me very attractive to the beautiful Latin women, because I can offer more than a regular average Dominican guy, and being foreign is kind of exotic. And so, you know, like in the United States, when I'm from Boston, I could never get a girl to go out on a date unless I had a Rolls Royce and a Rolex on my arm. Here, just being foreign really opens a lot of doors. And I've had two long-term girlfriends here that have been absolutely wonderful. It's been a great experience for
me. Have they been absolutely
wonderful? Well, they usually don't end well, but they
start well.
I may be partly to blame for that. Yeah. But the optimistic point I'm making is that there's hope for me.
Well, there's always hope for you. There's hope for all of us. But absolutely. I mean, I think what you're speaking to just speaks to, in general, the dollar goes a lot further here. So that whether that's women or just cost of living in general or overall lifestyle, it's a little easier to get by here and kind of make things work. A little less stressful, you know, and that's
well, that's for sure. The life is much slower here, for sure.
Yeah,
nobody's in a hurry to get anything done,
which
ever.
Can be both good and sure, frustrating, working, depending on
trying to get things done. Well, mañana, which means not today.
Yeah, there's a little bit of culture shock sometimes. Can I tell you a quick story, Peter?
Absolutely, that's what we're here
One
for.
So I spent the last 8 months in Punta Cana and was renting a villa with a friend of mine, and it was so funny watching my friend MJ, just the frustration in different
being a newbie,
just different things that like issues we would have in the apartment that they would always say they would fix mañana. And then a week goes by and you haven't heard from them, and just seeing how kind of, so again, pros and cons, there's so many great things about living here. And I love Dominican people, super warm culture, but it is a different culture,
sure,
with a different way of life and a different mentality. And so you have to kind of take the good with the bad.
I used to say the crazy things here, what you like the most, But those are also the things that if you're not, if you don't have the right mindset, the things that the reasons that you're here and the things you love the most are the things that can also drive you up the walls at on occasion.
Yeah. You have to be kind of more zen-like about things. And
well, that's the nice thing too about the growth, like you said, personal growth, is you learn to accept that you got to let, it's the Taoism. You got to let it flow. You can go left and right, but you can't go back up river.
Yeah. Well, it helped having lived in places like Nicaragua where the infrastructure, I mean, I'm not sure what it's like. Maybe it's better now. But then there were a lot of issues with electricity and power outages and things at the time that I was there.
There was a lot of that when I got here 20 years ago.
You know, there were days, there were several days living there where I would have different podcasts or things scheduled. And one day there was like a 10-hour power outage. And so the entire day, there's no power. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit and bitch about it or
go surfing,
go to the beach. Yeah, and exactly. So you would go to the beach and kind of make the most of it. And when the power,
when I got to the Dominican Republic, I think the first, at least the first 5 years, we only had electricity 12 hours a day. And that's how it would feel when all of a sudden the lights on the computer went off, but we have a beach.
Right. So 12 hours a day, was it, did you know which hours you would have power?
Right, calm down, audience. Calm down.
Of our sound effects.
Well, yeah.
Should we bring in?
No. Sometimes you wouldn't. Sometimes you wouldn't. There were times when you get a full 12 hours straight, or you might even get 24 to 48 hours with nothing. And when the electricity went off, you had no water either. So can't cook, can't go to the bathroom, can't flush the toilet, can't do anything. And that could be frustrating.
Yeah.
But they kind of got on a cycle where it was 6 hours on, 6 hours off, 6 hours on. But it would always go off at 6 p.m. when you needed electricity.
So you had to kind of.
Hey, look. Look who's here, Alejandro. You've been drinking beer all day?
Very, very nice to be here.
Alejandro, it's very difficult Alejandro to understand because he's only 3 inches tall.
So can I tell you a quick story?
Yes, please do.
So when I was living in Nicaragua, at one point I had befriended this other musician who owned a bar and restaurant called Imagine after John Lennon, after the song.
John, who's that?
And we worked out this arrangement where I lived in his restaurant. He had a guest room with a bed set up and a bathroom. And so in exchange for playing 3 nights a week in his restaurant, he gave me like basically a little apartment. But at one point, there was a big storm and a power transformer went down.
Sure. Like, through that the happens storm. A lot so here during hurricane season.
I think it was out for three full days. So no power. And when the power went out, there was no water.
I know it well.
Right. So for 3 entire days, no power, no lights, no refrigeration. And that definitely tested my patience. But then even then I discovered this pool in this area I could go and take a shower during the day. And
well,
so
and that's
it,
what
it,
I learned.
Just make the most of it.
I learned the exact same thing under the same conditions. And at the time I was running a 48 unit hotel and people are here on vacation for a week. The electricity would go out. We had a backup generator, but that could fail half the time too. And so at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I have all these, you know, gringos and Americans and Canadians coming down to the office. Oh, we don't have electricity. We don't have electricity. You know, what do you want to do? Watch cartoons? You're on a Caribbean beach. The electricity will be back on in 3-4. Go to the beach. Go to the bar. Go have fun. Go meet some Spanish speaking. There's so much to do here. Hike the mountains. Hit a river. Go on a road trip. You can watch TV when you get home. It always blew my mind. But it took me a while too, till I realized what. At one point, after having been here for 5 or 6 years, when the electricity went out, it was like, all right, guys, let's go. You know, we're going to the beach. We're going to the river. We're going to go do something. And you stop bitching and complaining.
Yeah.
And you just completely welcome it. And then it becomes almost like a good thing, unless, of course, you have to work. And then it's a pain in the ass.
And
we should go Caribbean.
I mean, we should also point out that most apartments these days, if I rent an apartment, I just make sure that wherever I'm renting has a generator. So you can definitely avoid, you know, those issues.
And that's a good point to reiterate to our listeners here at Tropical Paradise Waits. A lot of gringos, the most important thing to them is reliable, fast internet, because most gringos in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that want to travel like you do have got to be able to work. And for that, they need reliable internet. And there are plenty of places you know, they might cost a little extra because you've got to have a generator. But a lot of, like, Cabaretti, for example, now has 24-hour electricity, which doesn't mean it's 24 hours. Yeah, it'll go out from here to there. But you have a backup generator, and you can live in a higher, you know, gated community or a higher-end condo complex where you never, ever have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's an issue for work, or if you work online, I mean, you can definitely just make sure you rent a place that has a generator, and then that solves, you know, 99% of power outage issues.
So, anything else you'd like to share about your Caribbean adventures? Do you think we covered it?
Can I give people a tip, a good internet tip for people that are either in this country or
absolutely traveling, that's what Tropical Paradise Waits is all about.
So this is something I discovered really only just a couple months ago, and I'm not sure why I didn't know about this before, but there are several different companies that offer internet, both in home, but also on your cell phone, on your smartphone.
So it turns your smartphone into like a
hotspot.
Oh wow!
So you can, for very little money. I mean, I use Claddo is the company I use, probably the biggest.
And what's their website? Claddo.com or
Claddo.com.
So you guys can look that up. Claddo.
But you can get, for example, what I do these days is, so I'll get unlimited internet. It's not actually unlimited, but it's 10 days, 10 gigabytes for 270 pesos. And then when that runs out,
that's about $5, people.
Yeah. For like $5, you have 10 days of internet. And if you happen to use all the data, you can buy another 10 gigabytes for, I think, like $3, 150 pesos.
Wow.
And then you can hook that up to your laptop, and then you have a hotspot with really high speed, fast internet, and you can recharge it on your phone. So I discovered this a couple months ago, and I realized that all these years of traveling throughout the DR, where I was concerned about how fast the internet was or what the internet connection was like, I could have just been using this hotspot all along. Like I don't know why it didn't.
Well, the other thing about those things now is that you can turn off your data plan, because everywhere you go these days, they have internet. Every restaurant, every bar, every person's house.
If you don't actually need it, that you can use that as a
because
backup.
I went to the States, and when I came back, I hadn't paid my phone bill. So they had suspended my service, which is my internet. And so for about a week before I had a chance to get into the office, I had no, you know, internet per se because of my data plan being suspended. And then I realized I really don't need this big expensive data plan I have, because everywhere I go, there's internet.
Yeah.
Every restaurant where I live, every condo at a friend's house.
But
it's unbelievable.
For some rentals, like the whole reason I discovered this was
if you're out in the bush.
And like, depending on where you are in the DR, different areas
have better or worse.
Just don't offer as much internet. For example, when we were in Punta Cana, none of the really nice apartment rentals, they didn't have like a free Wi-Fi.
Really?
It was like you just had to do your own thing. So we looked into, we had like a month-to-month plan that we were using, but it was really expensive and it wasn't very good internet. It wasn't very reliable. So that's when we discovered this hotspot thing. And
what a great tip.
That's worked way better.
So keep that in mind, listeners, if you need to travel, which a whole lot of you do need internet when you get where you're going these days, that Claddo is apparently this incredible
Altice. There's several different companies,
roaming hotspot that you just download an app onto your phone and you can do business. So that's fantastic. Well, I got to say, it's been a real honor and pleasure having one of our very dear friends here on the show today. We hope you found some really good tips and ideas for those of you considering making the big move, knowing that Tropical Paradise waits, and wait it does. And the longer you wait, the more fun you miss, the lesser quality of life you have with your crappy job in the cold snow.
So quit your job, leave your wife, and come on down to the DR.
Yes,
and when you're here,
do not bring a submarine sandwich to the barbecue.
And make sure that you come check out Bandits of the Apocalypse. If and when you're here.
If you do come to Cabaretta, you want to see our band, Bandits of the Apocalypse. And if you have any questions, you know the routine. You can go right to the app, write us questions, call in. We answer as many questions and then try to give all the advice that we can. If we can't answer it right away, we'll bring it up on our next podcast. And
should we play one of our songs at the end, one of the Bandit songs that we recorded?
Yeah, we can do that. Sure.
Do we have time?
Okay, so
does it have to be right at 30 minutes, or can be 30? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So thanks for tuning in. We'll take you out with one of our original songs that we wrote. We hope to see you soon. Hope to hear from you. We love you guys. Thanks for all your support. Mr. Aaron Davison, thanks for gracing us with your presence today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Peace out from the Caribbean.
Peace.
Te amo.
Yo te amo.
Hey, you got something to say? Then use your superpowers and download the Anchor mobile app, search Tropical Paradise Waits, tap voice message, smart people listen to podcasts, tell your friends to Google us. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows on Sundays. I look forward to hearing you listen. Hasta la semana que viene. Adios. Ten cuidado. Se feliz. Ciao, baby.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega,
our editor and fact checker,
They'll Never Know,
our chairperson,
Wilma Buttfit,
fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Hugh Jass.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.